The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came down to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near a plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink? For the Jews use nothing in common with Samaritans." Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who was saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where are you going to get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us his cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water, that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw the water." "I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on the mountain, but you people say the place to worship is in Jerusalem." Jesus said to her, "Believe me, woman, the hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. Your people worship what you do not understand. We worship what we understand, because salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming, and is now here, when true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and truth. And indeed, the Father seeks such people to worship him. God is Spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything." Jesus said to her, "I am he, the one who is speaking to you." Many of the Samaritans of the town began to believe in him. When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there for 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of this word. And they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The approach or the attitude of a caring teacher can make all of the difference in life. When Jimmy was in first grade in school, Miss Grant said that his purple roofed house wasn't realistic enough, that purple was no color to put on the roof of a house, that purple was the color of people when they died, and that his picture wasn't good enough to be hung with the other children's pictures on the classroom wall. So with his head bowed, Jimmy took his picture back to his desk, and with a black crayon, he brought nightfall to his purple-roofed house. When he was in second grade, Miss Burke said, "Draw anything you want." She didn't care what. He left his paper completely blank. And when teacher came around to have a look, his heart beat like a snare drum. She touched his head with her hand and in a soft voice said, "The snowfall, how clean and white and beautiful." Nourishment, praise, encouragement brings the very best out of people. Rejection obviously makes the world a very bleak and dark place. Perhaps deep in our hearts is that great desire and thirst to be loved and accepted as we are. It is only when we trust another person and value their opinions that we would be able to take criticism or direction from them. That will happen for the woman of the well, who received and was welcomed and so respected. She had made mistakes in life, but then we all make mistakes. In the year 2006, Air Italia, the Italian national carrier and airline, made a slight mistake on its website when advertising international airfares between Toronto, Canada, and the island of Cyprus. It advertised business class seats for just $39. It was supposed to be $3,900, but someone left out the two zeros. In a matter of moments, 2,000 tickets were snapped up, and it cost Air Italia $7.7 million. Someone made a little mistake. In 1990, 75 million mobile calls were lost in the United States because a switching machine suffered a minor fault and switched itself off, and it sent a domino effect around the states, which shut down all other phone answering systems. On that one day, it is estimated that American Airlines missed out on 200,000 reservations. Hopefully, when we make a little mistake and leave out a zero or something gets turned off, it isn't that obvious a mistake later on. Today's gospel brings two strangers together at a well at Sychar. The evangelist John, who wrote today's gospel, devotes 42 verses of the gospel to telling us of this account between Jesus and the woman at the well. We have listened to the longest conversation that happens between Jesus and any other person in the New Testament as recorded in the Gospels. We've listened to most of that conversation today. The fact that the conversation is so deeply reported tells us that it's important. John records lots of details in the piece. Jesus meets the woman at what was a Jewish landmark known as Jacob's Well. It was the first piece of real estate purchased by the Jewish people after they had been given their promised land. But sadly, it was lost to the Assyrians 700 years before Jesus came around. It was a bit of a touchy subject. The victors of what had been a war intermarried and outbred Judaism from that area. It became Samaritan. For Jesus to meet a single woman in the middle of the midday heat at this well was most unusual. But Jesus wanted to meet the woman. It was not an accident. Jesus actively wanted to meet this sinner, and in doing so, he was unconcerned about social or religious taboos. Despite the frosty beginning to the conversation, "You, a Jew, asking me, Samaritan, for a drink," and "You have no bucket, and the cistern is deep," Jesus must have made a powerful impression on the woman. Perhaps it was because the deep respect and love and understanding and compassion that he showed to her. When Jesus called this person a woman, the word he used in Greek was gune, which is not a word used to scold or to show contempt, but is a word showed in great endearment and love. Experts say the better translation of the word would not be woman, but special lady. Think of it. This woman had come to the well on her own. There was something of being a social outcast in that, because usually the women came together to the well. This particular woman, who had divorced many times, was now with someone who was not her husband. Yet, Jesus saw so many beautiful possibilities. He calls her special lady. The word gune, which was used for the woman at the well, is the same word used by Jesus when he's speaking to his mother at the account of the wedding feast at Cana. It's also the same word used by Jesus when he hands his mother over to the care of the disciple he loved, and he did so as he was hanging on the cross. This woman was to become the first woman preacher of Christian history. She had come to the well to quench her thirst for an hour or two with whatever water she could bring home. She left that well with her thirst for love quenched eternally. This woman had been looking for temporary happiness. Jesus gave her permanent joy. Jesus didn't have to go to Samaria. He chose to go to this out-of-the-way well in order to meet this out-of-the-way woman. As with the story of Jimmy, who was drawing his picture, as the account of the woman at the well depicts, it's amazing how the human heart responds to and thirsts for understanding. Despite her later revealed failings, she sees and feels loved rather than judged by Jesus, and seeks straight away to share that good news with others. This gospel speaks volumes to our lengthened journey. Today, as indeed every time we come to Mass, we stop at the well. Sometimes Lent, maybe even more recently the coronavirus, we are stopped and forced to stop and think, to take time to reflect on what is important in life. It's so beautiful to know that the person that we meet when we stop at the well is that same Jesus. Jesus didn't condemn the woman, but nourished her with living water. Each one of us need that same living water. But in order to find that living water, we too must make our way to the well. So where is the well in your life? Is there a time, a place, a space where you can stop and pray? A time to be mindful of what troubles you and excites you? A place where the nourishing water that Jesus offers can cleanse your past wounds and mistakes, soothe your aching wounds, and strengthen you for the onward journey. Our lives are often blasted with information. You should do this, you should do that, you shouldn't have done this, and you shouldn't have done that. There are constant ringing phones, messages, emails demanding our attention right now. Yet, on the grand scale of things, what is really important? Lent is a time when we try to focus on what really matters. If you have found the well, then you have good news. Tell your friends where that well is. In these tension-filled days, everybody wants to stay safe and to avoid any illness. We ask the Lord to meet us at the well, wherever it is, to give us strength and hope, as he did the woman at the well, that you in turn may rush out and tell everyone you know. Remember when you meet them to stay away at least 6 feet.